You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney with your local newscast. Northern South Park developer Teton Habitat for Humanity received a $15 million grant this week to help fund affordable housing on the biggest proposed housing development in the region's history. The announcement came just after commissioners voted to approve the land development regulations. They allow for over 1,400 proposed units, most of them slated to be affordable, south of town. The money comes from the Hughes Charitable Foundation. Executive Director Molly Hughes spoke to county commissioners alongside her husband Wayne Hughes at a recent meeting on the development.
Wayne and I put our philanthropic money where our mouth is, and our money is on Habitat.
Teton Habitat for Humanity's executive director tells KHOL that this is the largest grant the organization has ever received and hopes it kickstarts fundraising. They have yet to estimate a final number on how much it will cost to complete the housing project. A statewide traveling exhibit shining the spotlight on five female artists is on display in downtown Jackson, with an opening reception slated for next week. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports.
Women in the U.S. earn more degrees in the fine arts than their male counterparts, but female artists receive much less visibility and sales for their art in comparison. A new traveling exhibit titled Wyoming Women to Watch wants to shift that focus. Sherry Brownfield is part of the committee that helped make the Wyoming show possible. She says the exhibition is an opportunity to build connections between women in the industry.
The artist that we spoke with felt validated from this experience in a way that they hadn't felt before.
One of the artists is enrolled Eastern Shoshone member Sarah Ortigan Highwalking. She'll perform two songs from her signature Black Light Jingle Dance during the opening reception in Jackson next week. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Teton County's top health official is stepping into a new role as interim county administrator. Jody Pond has been the director of the county health department for over a decade and will now oversee all internal operations for the Board of County Commissioners. This following the resignation of the previous administrator last week. Former Teton County Administrator Alyssa Watkins announced she was stepping down after nearly two decades working for the county. It came after community members called for her resignation earlier this year, amid turmoil about the former fire chief, who she hired. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.